I walked through a season of panic disorder only 7 years ago. It's pretty fresh for me. I moved to Manhattan with 3 kids, 2 toy poodles and a minivan, which really isn't cool anywhere, but particularly when you're pulling into Midtown Manhattan. And I remember at the time, my oldest kid, who I was just talking about, was 9, and my second son, Pierce, was 7, and my daughter, Kennedy, was 4. And in my mind, we were going to the city looking for meaning, but instead I found surrender. And I can tell you today that meaning follows surrender. And what I mean by that is 4 months into my time in New York, I had my first panic attack. And that they continued off and on for over a year. And still to this day, the Lord met me in that season. And I felt release. And I described that in the book of how faith entered into that season and that journey. And I got to a very desperate place, and God got real loud in my ear. And I just was like, rescue me. You know, I need, you know, cause God says perfect love casts out fear, and that he's not given us a spirit of fear. And basically for me, anxiety had become my fancy word for fear. And the problem with it is that I started to claim that identity, you know, I'm fearful. I'm this, I've got this, I've got this, I've got panic disorder, and I'm anxious, I've got anxiety. So we can put all these labels on ourselves of brokenness, and where we start to see ourselves as those things instead of just acknowledging these are the things coming against me, but this doesn't actually define who I am. And there's a unique difference in how we look at that. And so I just said, God, I want to invite you into the middle of this. I can't do it alone. And on my own strength, it might look like this for forever. I mean, despair is when we believe things will never actually change. And I thought, if I really want you to speak to me, if Jesus, if you're the Prince of Peace, then blanket me with your peace, because I could use some peace right now in the middle of this anxiety. And so it just became a way to cry out to him and to invite him into the everyday, the moment by moment when I would feel afraid. And to this day, even now, I'll have moments where, like, if I'm in an elevator that gets stuck and the doors won't open, I'll be honest. Yeah, fear starts to creep in pretty fast. But I think I'm armored differently. I approach fear differently. I have learned that there's always a way of escape, you know, like while in the moment it might seem super hard, that we're not alone in this, that we can be strengthened by it. And over time, it gets less powerful. You know, it's got less of a stronghold on us, because we learn that even when you face things are hard, all of a sudden you can resist it better. You get stronger. You almost have an ability to go, no, I don't accept this. And I invite peace in right now. And I'm going to change some rhythms in my life, you know, more rest and less screen time and more, you know, just deep and meaningful and rich conversations with the people I love, and getting to bed earlier and eating healthy, you know, all the practices that are good for us can decrease those measures of anxiety and depression.